This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Bagmati Province Chief Minister Dormodi Paudel says provincial government sensitive in the field of peace and security. Influence of westerly wind to remain for a few days. Meteorologists say no possibility of heavy rain for a few days. And U.S. Senate vote to continue with Trump impeachment. Now, the news in detail. Chief Minister of Bagmati Province, Dormodi Paudel, has said that the provincial government is sensitive in the field of peace and security, inaugurating the newly constructed barrack building of the Armed Police Force headquarters at Hetoda 15, Ratomate. Chief Minister Paudel also directed the forces to provide services to the people responsibly. He further added, provincial government would not allow any shortcoming in the police administration. Former Member of Parliament Ganga Datta Joshi has died due to a heart attack at the age of 84 this morning. Joshi, former Nepali Congress President of Kanchanpur, who underwent eye surgery a few days ago, died on the way to hospital from his home in Mahendranagar this morning. People's life has been affected due to heavy snowfall in Kima Thanka of Bhotkhola Rural Municipality 1 of Sankhua Sabha District. According to the Border Police Post in Kima Thanka, heavy snowfall in the area of Bhotkhola from Saturday has affected people's life in Kima Thanka. The weather will remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country with chances of light rain at some places of the high hilly region and light snowfall in high hilly and mountainous region today due to influence of westerly wind. Meteorologist Nirajan Sapkota said that, however, there is less possibility of rainfall due to the impact of this system, which entered the country from the western side on Tuesday. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has urged all to adopt the necessary precaution as the cold weather will still remain since there are chances of light to moderate snowfall in the high hilly and mountainous areas and occurrences of fog towards the morning in some parts of the Tarai region. According to the latest weather bulletin shared by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 3.7 degrees Celsius and the maximum was 23.2 degrees Celsius today. The weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly region and fair in the rest of the areas tomorrow. Likewise, it will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country on Friday with chances of light snowfall in high hilly and mountainous region. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The U.S. Senate has found that the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump is constitutional, allowing full proceedings to begin. Mr. Trump's defense team has argued that he cannot face trial after leaving the White House, but a 56-44 majority voted in favor of continuing, with a handful of Republicans backing the measure. Mr. Trump is accused of inciting insurrection when Congress was stormed last month. A French nun, who is Europe's oldest person, has survived COVID-19 just days before her 117th birthday. Lucille Randon, who took the name of Sister Andre in 1944, tested positive for coronavirus on 16th of January but didn't develop any symptoms. She told local media she didn't realize she even had it. She isolated separately from other residents in her retirement home, but is now considered fully recovered. Sister Andre, who is blind and uses a wheelchair, is now looking forward to celebrating her birthday on Thursday, although she is going to mark the occasion with a smaller group of residents than usual. A woman who was severely injured while protesting against Myanmar's military coup is in critical condition. She was hurt at a protest on Tuesday in the capital city, Naypyidaw, which saw police trying to disperse protesters using water cannon, rubber bullets and live rounds. Rights group and news outlets say the woman was shot in the head. There have been reports of serious injuries as police have increased their use of force, but no casualties so far. Tens of thousands have turned out in streets protesting against the coup, which overthrew Aung San Suu Kyi's democratically elected government last week. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Bagmati Province Chief Minister Dormadi Paudel says provincial government sensitive in the field of peace and security. Influence of westerly wind to remain for a few days. Meteorologists say no possibility of heavy rain for a few days. And U.S. Senate vote to continue with Trump impeachment. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, have a good day.